This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Part of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 32 for the high today. Is the sun out? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It's peaking in downtown High Falls. Well, most of us have peaked this morning.
That we have.
585-252-9800. We got a friend here who really needs some relationship advice. Let's
get
into it. When did the sex become boring? Let's get right into it. This Facebook message we got is from a listener who seems concerned. And she has every reason to be.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I know you talk about pretty much everything on your show, and it's great, but please don't use my real name. I prefer to be called Amy or whatever silly name Moose comes up with.
You got it, Veronica. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're anything you want. I'm having a hard time wanting to have sex lately. Love my boyfriend so much, but I'm just not really in the mood anymore, and he never really seems to be either.
Okay.
We have been together almost 3 years. We moved into a place with each other in Fairport a few months ago. So we officially live together now and we're around each other a lot. But at night, we'd much rather just watch TV. So far, it's been almost 3 months since we've last had sex. Has anyone else ever felt this way with their partner? Thanks, guys.
Interesting.
Pretty sure they have, Amy. I mean, ask every person who's a member on AshleyMadison.com. You know what I mean?
I hate that website. Yeah, this is tough. I mean, relationships go through ebbs and flows, right? This is how that works.
Yep.
3 years is a significant amount of time.
You got to water one another. You water her, she waters you.
Right. Just water it out. Just feed it up.
Is the sex boring, Amy, or were you and your boyfriend never really attracted to one another?
I think it's
a legitimate question.
I don't think that's it. I think there needs to be some spice.
Adam and Eve.
If neither of you are putting in the effort, no spice is going to be had.
No, so. You got to get the spice.
You got to spice it out. You got to get the old spice.
You got to get the old spice, cinnamon. We should be sex counselors.
Oh my God. So we used to have this sex therapist on with us during COVID.
Yeah.
He was the best. What was his name? Oh, I can't remember. He was honestly the best.
Steve Urkel.
I was obsessed with him.
Nice.
And he'll echo it. I mean, not that I can speak for him, but...
What did he say about situations like this where it tends to get boring in a relationship?
He did say, like, you know, this is normal. This happens, you know, and you both need to make a conscious effort to kind of stop it at the door before it goes to a point of no return.
Right, because...
You know what I mean?
So far, she's obviously very aware...
Yes.
That they haven't been intimate in quite some time.
Right.
It's been 3 months. And living together, apparently, it sounds like it's not helping because they're always around each other. Either of you work? Are you both remote? You gotta get out of each other's space for a little while. And
you need to miss each
force
other.
Force each other to miss one another. 585-252-9800. This kind of makes you think. 3 years in, they're just a little bored. And I would imagine it's even harder when you've been with someone for 40 years. Like my parents, but that's not really a conversation I want to have with them.
Let's dive into that. Let's go deeper.
Has anyone else experienced this with their partner, especially moving in with each other? Because you just moved in with your girlfriend 3 months?
3 months ago, yeah.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
So you guys still hot and heavy?
Of course, obviously. I mean, listen.
Do you ever do it when her brother's home?
Chill.
Do you?
We're gonna eat that topic. I'm so sick, so tired. Let's not. I think what it comes down to is like living together does take kind of some of the magic away because you're going to the bathroom in front of each other. You're doing this in front of each other. Like you never really get away from each other.
Yeah.
And I do think, like you said, working from home, if you both work from home, I do not know how couples do that. I don't know.
I don't think I could. They have different offices. One's upstairs, one's downstairs. And, you know, they'll meet in the kitchen for lunch. That's not my cup of tea. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I love that for you if you can afford a house that has two stories. But some people are in a two-bedroom apartment. Like, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, some people...
The housing market today? No joke.
No, I knew a couple that was sharing a studio and both working out of it. I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. How are you doing Zoom calls? How are they doing calls? Well, we put a divider up. Okay, sure. What's up, guys? My name is Christine. I think the problem is too many people approach sex as purely a physical act. And you got to try to create a sexual atmosphere in your relationship, especially in your new place. Like, get fit together. Wear stuff that makes you look good to each other. Engage in sexual flirting or sexting. I know. And listen, I get what Amy's saying, too, because there's a lot of good shows on TV right now. It's a lot of good content.
You would know.
And they're saying they much rather, yeah. That, listen.
If anyone would know, it's you.
Hey, I like to think at 41, I still have a pretty good sexual appetite. But I love true crime docs.
I don't know anything about that. I love that for you, though.
Jill, who's this person? Not all sex is equal, even with the same person. Me and my boyfriend went 7 months without having sex because we were so bored. But you have to work on it with one another.
You do have to work on it.
And that's, you know, I'm assuming, listen, you're going to have to do the same thing in a marriage.
Yeah.
You're going to get bored. Because too many people base everything off of a feeling. It's not. That feeling's going to go away. The fire's going to burn out.
But I also could argue the same thing about the feeling that you're having now. Like, this does not have to be a forever feeling. This does not have to be a permanent thing. And like,
it's a little hump in the road.
I think that's the problem with our generation, the generation younger than us. Nobody's willing. And I think, honestly, not to go so deep into this, because it's like obviously a whole, you know, thesis like statement and all the things. But I really do believe that our lack of commitment and want and need of marriage or settling down or whatever it is that you want to call it, or maybe even just sticking out a long-term relationship with someone, is that our attention span is the size of a gnat.
Yeah.
And that goes back to our phone. That goes back to the content we're consuming. And we always want the next best thing. And that transitions into our interpersonal relationships, whether it be with friends or lovers or coworkers or people in between. And people are just so quick to give up on one another because it's like, well, I'm bored and like, it's just not for me. And like, see ya.
Yeah. And listen,
I don't like that.
There are a lot of people, even myself in the past, I've been guilty of this, you know. And when I was talking to my therapist at the time, she goes, what do you think your issue is?
Before you ghosted her.
Right. Before I ghosted her. I said, you know, I think I have a problem sometimes when things stop becoming exciting. I tend to lose interest. And
you need to flourish in that, though.
Right. And that's the thing. I don't have a game plan of how to do that or where to start. I am pretty self-aware because I live a pretty, a lifestyle, I guess you could say, where it's constantly, I don't know.
What are we grabbing at?
I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of excitement, the life I live. I'm constantly on the go. I'm constantly have something to do.
It is, but it isn't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll call you out right now and just say, like, it is, but you can do new things. But also at the same time, how many times can we go to Tin Cup? How many times can we crawl down Park Ave? Like, it is the same thing over and over again, just in different atmospheres or with different people. You know what I mean?
No, it's not so much, like, I'm not talking about, like, going to the bars.
Well, just, like, going out in the city. Like, whether it be bars or restaurants or radio social or whatever, an event that we have to do.
Yeah, sometimes you could just be overstimulated. You know what I mean? Yeah. And sometimes that's all you know. And when things get boring, you're like, okay,
well. Or when things quiet down.
Yeah, it's hard for certain people.
I get that 100%. I totally understand.
I don't know who this person is. They don't even name. They said, I'm not sure if boring is the word, but I definitely go through phases of just not wanting it at all. Like, it's not a thought in my head. 14 years together with my husband, he's always been the one to keep the sex alive. And I honestly have a lot of guilt, but I've never been able to find my libido.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like for us, and I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else. And I honestly can't even speak for you. I'll speak for myself, and I wonder if other people are like this. I feel discomfort in stillness and, like, just, like, chill. Like, I need something. Like,
but that's what that's exactly what right. I just said.
100%.
That you're the same way.
Right.
Because with what we do, there's a lot of excitement that's attached to it. And sometimes, like, when we do this show.
Right.
When we get off the air, we're overstimulated, right. And we have to come down from that. And usually the come down is the worst part because you're looking for the next best thing.
Right.
I had this conversation with my acting teacher in LA. I was doing this film, but I was on set for 4 months and I was so overstimulated because I'm living my dream. Yeah. It's so exciting. And he sat me down and he goes, hey, listen, when this comes to an end, it's back to reality. What are you going to do to keep yourself grounded? Because most people I know turn to drugs and turn to alcohol because they're looking for that next high.
Right.
And he was not kidding. I had to get up the next day after wrapping up this film after 4 months, drive 4 hours away and sell skin cream at a convention center. I was depressed.
I was depressed.
I got drunk that night. I'm like, everything he said was true.
Yeah. I'll get to this text before we wrap up here, but this person says, I completely agree that moving in, you probably spend way more time together, which is filling emotional buckets other than sex. Find at least one day a week to go out with friends or hang out at somebody else's house and do something not together.
Yes.
And agree that with others, you have to work it out. Buy a little sexy something to wear. Wear it while watching TV. One thing will lead to another. You have to talk about it, especially now that you live together. This is just a friendly listener sharing a friendly word of advice.
It's an open conversation you guys have to have. And I'm, go to Kohl's. You know, I think they're always having a sale. Buy some sexy lingerie.
They really are. Like, I just bought a really cute set from there. I mean, it was sweatpants, but it was really cute.
I hope this helped a little bit, Amy. We really appreciate the vulnerability and you sending us your message. We always do. She sent this over on Facebook we got yesterday, but talk to each other. Have an open conversation. It's not always going to be fun. It's going to be boring sometimes. And I wish I was the type of person where I could take my own advice.
Especially now in the winter, it's mayhem. It's absolute mayhem.
We're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hi, mornings, Moose Breezy. We got a listener on the show named Ashley who texted in this morning. She's got a bone to pick with her gym, and she's asking the question, was I the Karen for doing this? And it seems to be a trend on the show because we've been talking about a lot of... We've had a lot of gym conversations.
We have.
Especially last week. We all know that Breezy was up against fraud for stealing her girlfriend's membership.
Crazy.
Let's get right into it. Hi, good morning, Ashley.
This is Ashley.
Ash, what up, queen?
Ash.
Guys, I had to come to you with this. I had no other choice. You're the only people I could talk to about what just happened to me with my gym.
Oh my God, are we your therapist? I'm obsessed.
Yes, free therapy. It's incredible. I highly recommend it to anybody listening.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
So I'm at the gym in the locker room, and the girl is taking her traditional mirror selfie pic, and I'm in the background of it. And I'm like, hey, girl, I don't want to be in the back of your picture. Like, can you wait until the locker room's empty? You probably shouldn't even be taking those pictures in here because people get changed. Like, I swim here, too. I'm not trying to be naked in the back of your picture.
You told her all this?
Instagram.
So
yeah,
you told her? Very politely. Okay, you told
very
her all
politely.
This.
Go to the front desk, tell them, like, hey, guys, every day I'm in here, there's a new girl taking the picture in the locker. Like, your whole gym is lined with mirrors. Can they just take the pictures out on the gym floor?
Right.
And not in the locker room where people get undressed?
Ashley, I would even argue taking them out in the gym is not as great either because people are in very compromising positions.
Right, and no one wants to be in the background of your pictures for your social media content at the gym. Like, this is a place people go to, like, de-stress, be comfortable, like,
right,
you know, work on themselves. Not be in the background of your pictures.
Correct,
no
Ashley.
No one wants to be in the background of your pictures.
But how many gym selfies do you see a day? Anyone, raise their hand. I see at least 5 a day.
Yeah, well, at least. Every
getting
day
ripped
day
in the Halara butt lifting leggings. We all seen it. It's a tale as old as time. Like, let's be so for real.
The ass photo on the vanity?
No, fully. No, every time. It's like, all right.
You would think that this is common sense for some that work out at the gym, but really, it's all about getting those likes.
So continuing on, I go home, flip on the gram, click on my gym's Instagram story, and lo and behold, there's a girl, they reposted, you know, like you guys repost your people to call in and tag you. They reposted a girl in the bathroom taking a picture with people in the background.
Oh, so they don't care.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm really fired up. So I'm like, you are a gym and you are reposting this when it is your rule not to allow this.
Right.
So I reply to the story and I'm like, you guys, and this is not the first time. Like, I've replied to them a couple times already. Like, mm-hmm. Stop reposting pictures of people taking pictures in your bathroom where it's not supposed to be going down.
It's not kosher.
And they blocked me.
You're lying. You're lying.
Your own.
They blocked me on Instagram.
Your own gym blocked you. That is classic.
That is actually insane.
Hashtag blocked.
So, why? Who did you piss off?
I know. Listen, they got mad that I'm like, why are you doing this? And it was right after I said something in the front desk, so the whole gym has a vendetta against me.
I don't understand.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Wouldn't they typically take a complaint like this seriously? Go ahead. I'll block it out. Where do you work out? What's the gym? Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. They've been hounding you for months, Moose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can I just say, I'm not here to slander any businesses. That's not what we're trying to do, and we're going to block it out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
sure.
I have had nothing but horrible experiences with this gym as well. I feel like they're very unprofessional, and this does not surprise me at all.
You know, what? It's crazy to me, though, Ashley, is that it's the fact that you brought it to their attention. This is not unusual. This is something that would make anyone feel uncomfortable. If you're at the gym undressing in the locker room and somebody's taking photos of themselves in the mirror and you're in that photo and they happen to repost it on their own social media page, you bringing it up, is that really warranted for them blocking you? Who's in charge of the social media over there?
I think it's Ashley doubled down.
Am I a Karen or am I validated here?
So I don't think that you're a Karen. I really don't. But at the same time, I can see where the gym is coming from, because at the end of the day, that's free PR for them. That's free pub for them. Like,
yeah,
that is great for them. Oh, hot girls go to our gym. Look at her ass, all this stuff. But at the same time, if Betsy, who's 97, is changing out of her wet bathing suit in the background, like, that's not the vibe.
Honestly, though, anybody changing out of a bathing suit whose name is Betsy, I probably don't want to see the pictures anyway.
No, and Betsy doesn't want her photo taken, to be quite frank.
This is why I mind my own business and I keep my head down. Thanks for the call, Ashley. I hope it works out at your gym.
Yep, canceling my membership.
No,
yep.
You should.
See, that's what
you
happened.
You should cancel your membership because you know what? If they're not going to take care of their members and they're only going to prioritize pretty privilege, see ya.
Pretty privilege.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
You saying you keep your head down and mind your own business is the biggest laugh I've ever had.
Depending on what it is.
You literally were scaling a neighbor's house to see if they were cheating on their spouse. But okay, thank you.
Okay, let's. So this is a great text. Somebody texted in and said, so I agree with what she's saying, but like Breezy said, there are some gyms that don't care if you are taking pictures in the bathroom while other people are changing.
Right.
They say it's frowned upon, but if you're posting their company all over social media.
Right, it's free pub for them.
Well, yeah, they tend to care less about people's privacy.
They're like,
and
just
more
tag
about
us.
Gaining publicity. I don't know how true that
Make
is.
Make sure you tag us.
I don't know how true. Let's get to the phones. PXY, go ahead, you're live.
Hi. So, okay, whoever that Ashley girl was that just called in can take the stick out of her ass. If she has a problem with people taking pictures of themselves at the gym, then don't come to the gym. Stay home and work out.
Well, it's not easy for everyone.
It's
not usually convenient for everyone to be able to do that, though.
Okay, but it's always the girls with no ass who are probably overweight that have an issue with other women who are fit taking pictures of themselves. But some of my friends are, and some of them actually make good money doing it. So it's part of their jobs. They have to take pictures. And nobody's in the locker room taking pictures of themselves while other women behind them are changing. Like, what is she talking about?
But,
that's ridiculous.
But some people actually are doing that. Some people are changing in the locker room, and some people just aren't self-aware. So they're snapping away.
And then they got to get out of the way, I guess. I don't know. Like, be aware of your surroundings, because if someone is paying for a gym membership and they want to take pictures or progress pictures of themselves posted on their social media, then people at this point should pretty much be self-aware to know what's happening. Either you move, get out of the way, or you don't want to be in the shot. Okay, then stay home and don't come to the gym then.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously a girl who takes selfies in the locker room. And are you recording your workouts too? All of your squats with your tripod?
Sometimes, yeah. The low tripod to get a good angle. Yes. That's the freedom of doing what you want to do.
Okay.
So you set up the ring light?
The ring light in the middle of the gym
crazy. No, not the ring light. There's a lot of lights already in the gym. I think that might be a little bit crazy. But, you know, people can do what they want to do. Who am I to judge?
That's fair enough, I guess.
It's just the ass on the ledge for me that, like, literally gets me every time.
The ass on the vanity.
I mean, look, that's all that I really have to say, and I'm sorry if this Ashley girl is triggered, but dumb blondes usually are.
Who said she was blonde?
Wait.
Who said she was blonde?
Crazy for a Friday. I, like, can't even take this all in.
Oh, she hung up.
She's like, I can only assume.
She hung up. I didn't get her name, but the caller ID says Caitlin with a C. That's all I got.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wow. Good vibes on this Friday. Absolutely slinging it.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, this is a lot of people that are very upset about
this. Yeah. This person says, this B is DeLulu.
This B.
This person says, this girl is 100% a pick me. This person says her issue wasn't that people were taking pictures of themselves. Her issue was that people were taking pictures, including others in the background, without their consent.
But the fact that the gym doesn't care blows my mind. Good morning, guys. The girl, whoever she is, just ruined her weekend. Ashley's a friend of mine, and she is beautiful and fit. But unlike this broad, she doesn't have to show it off because she's not insecure. Count your days.
Oh, okay.
The threats. We're making threats. Oh, my God.
It's okay. Like, this is a happy space, right?
Not today. I can't even begin to express how incredibly nice it is right now to see the sun coming through the window.
Yeah. And to hear Sabrina Carpenter sing about kissing when that's kind of what we were doing yesterday, and I think this is how I ended up in this situation, if I'm being honest.
Now, be careful. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. All right, let's just get right to it before we wrap this show up in a little bow. Breezy and myself, but we're both incredibly sick. I've been sick all week. She's been fine. And then she comes in this morning claiming that I got her sick. She can't prove that.
You did. You literally did.
But realistically, though, all kidding aside, you don't know where it came from.
You're the only one I know who's sick. So, and I'm locked in a room with you for 5 hours a day. So I'm breathing your dirty air.
I can't accept it.
I don't know why you are so resistant on this. Like, this is something that the proof is in the pudding, King.
Not necessarily. Like, no.
No, it is. Because you know what?
Right, guys? You can't point your finger at someone who's sick and say, you got me sick.
But not I think...
I'm insulted.
But that's what I think it is, right? I don't know what it is. It boils down to this. Flu season is among us. Everyone's getting COVID again. Everyone's like just not well, right?
I'm swallowing shards of glass.
Literally swallowing shards of glass. Just a Tuesday, right? And I think there people have such a hard time taking ownership for spreading illness.
Oh my God.
And they find it so incredibly insulting. It's like, I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. It's not like I'm making up that you have an STI or something crazy. Like, you're sick.
You went to a concert last night in Buffalo. And then last Saturday, you were out at the bars drinking out of other people's glasses. You don't know where you got it from.
If that was the case, I would have been sick. Okay?
Not necessarily.
I got sick today after hanging out with you. And yesterday, we were filming something, and I basically gave you CPR. And... I don't know. I'm just saying.
Not fully. But that's the question I have.
There was no tongue. No.
Does anyone? I got to ask my sister-in-law. She's a nurse. How long does it take for someone to get sick?
And why can't you just own it? You got me sick.
There's no proof.
There is proof.
There's no proof.
I literally came in this morning. He's like, good morning, Breeze. I'm like, you literally got me sick.
She didn't even say hi. Just attitude right off the bat.
I look like absolute garbage. I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
How is this different than any other morning?
Well, normally I brush my hair. Different.
I'm so ready for the weekend.
My girlfriend just texted me, why the heck are you kissing Moose? Oh, I should have been kissing Moose.
Somebody sounds peanut butter and jelly. Oh, yeah. No, she's right.
No, she is right. She's fully right. Not us in a throuple. no, but like, I really just believe.
If we were in a throuple, you would get out of paying for everything.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason I would want to do it.
You wouldn't drive. You would contribute nothing to the relationship.
This is taking a massive turn, but I truly believe that if you just prove to someone over and over, time and time again, how bad you truly are at something, they're never going to ask you again. That's why
I never drive.
That's why I never clean. So, it's all good. It's all good. But anyways... if you have a coworker that's just coughing all over you and all over your keyboard and all over your mouse and all over your space, they got you sick, period, point blank. The proof is in the pudding. I can't, I really, I want a scientist to call in right now, 585-252-9800. Or a doctor.
A scientist.
Whatever.
A scientist. Yeah. At least when I sneeze, I cover my mouth. You just do it in midair. Disgusting. That's what your dad does.
Sometimes I can't control it.
Sneezes all over the dashboard. What the hell, Todd?
No, literally. It's a lot.
All right. Well, listen, feel better. And, you guys too, if you're not feeling well, just,
stay home. Wear a mask. You should have been wearing a mask this whole week. That's the problem with you. You should have been wearing a mask.
Do good. God bless. Go Bills.
Okay, Josh.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.